We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He probably feels like that was the best pitch he's made all night. Started low, it cut across the plate, and it dove.
Some of the handiwork of Max Scherzer, five starts into his 2017 season with a sub-3 ERA, 33 innings and a team-best 40 strikeouts. He joins us now on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. Max, thanks for a couple of minutes as always. How you feeling today, buddy?
Feeling good. How about yourself?
We are doing very well.
Good, bud.
We're going to get the interview started with our Dulles Motor Cars fan question of the week. Experience the Dulles difference in Leesburg, Virginia, or online at DullesMotorCars.com. And Frank, who's out in Leesburg, wants to know your reactions to the news on Adam Eaton that he's lost for the year, and just when a teammate goes through what he is right now, what the reaction's like in the clubhouse.
Honestly, it's awful. I mean, unfortunately, you see injuries, on a day-to-day basis, different things guys are playing through. Anytime you see somebody blow out where it's a season-ending injury, where, it's a major surgery you're talking about, we saw it last year with Willie, and then now this year with Adam, it's a gut punch to you because, forget the baseball side. I mean, we're a pretty tight group of guys. And when you see one of your, teammates go down with a serious injury, you just know how much rehab he's got to go through. And, how upset he is just that he can't be a part of the team. And, that's what gets everybody down.
Well, you guys responded finally, after dropping the first couple games of the series on Sunday. Have you ever seen anything like what Anthony Rendon did? I mean, we barely even talked about the fact that Matt Wieters hit two homers in the game, and everyone else had like a million hits, and Zim had the greatest month in baseball. But Anthony Rendon went 6-for-6 and damn near hit a fourth homer, which would have been a grand slam with a ball that hit off the top of the wall. Have you ever seen anything like that in all your years in baseball?
No, not since college. In college, I was like that, but nothing in the major league. It seemed like the ball was just absolutely flying out of the ballpark that day. It was a nice, warm, muggy day, and the ball was jumping, and our bats were just hot as heck. And our offense, man, we can really hit the ball. Everybody up 1-9 is really doing a great job. So, it's fun to watch.
Yeah, that's the good news, I guess. If you're going to lose Adam Eaton, which is never ideal, as we talked to Max Scherzer, ace of the Washington Nationals, Max taking us on the mound here on Grant and Danny, is that you guys can cushion the blow a little bit. You've got Rendon getting hot, but Ryan Zimmerman probably just had the best month of any hitter in baseball, leading in batting average and in OPS. Bryce Harper might be the MVP of the National League right now. Daniel Murphy is picking up where he left off last year, and Matt Wieters is hitting 300 with power. It seems like you guys, pretty much top to bottom, everyone's clicking on all cylinders right now.
Yeah, that's what's great. Hitting's contagious. And if that cliche is true, man, the Washington Nationals are proving it. So, we up and down the lineup, everybody's doing their job, going out there and grinding ABs apart. And I just know as a pitcher, when you get a whole lineup that can put together good ABs, it just makes it so tough on you. Our lineup is really doing that.
Max Scherzer with us here for his spot every homestand on Grant and Danny. Max, first of all, it was great to see you last night at the Zims event. And I got the total over $200,000 raised last night. So thanks to you and everybody else that was there for helping participate in that for the Zims Foundation. That was awesome. Two things. One, your blazer and pocket square game were outstanding. I'd love for you to talk about that. Secondly, inquiring minds want to know, what was the item that you were bidding on for the silent auction, and did you win it?
Well, first of all, thanks for hosting that or emceeing that event again. You're great as always.
Thank you, buddy.
The item that I was hunting down were the Steph Curry signed shoes. My wife's a huge Golden State Warriors fan, and so I know what to get her to put a smile on her face. So I had to walk away with those.
Did you win them?
Yes, of course.
You think Max Scherzer is going to be outbid for something he wants?
Well, I encourage people to go bid against Max. I said, you can finally beat Max Scherzer, and I guess it didn't happen.
By the way, if you outbid Max Scherzer for Steph Curry shoes, like,
I'd like to know
what you do. Yeah, you really want this. And then what about the dress-up game?
Every year, I won that, and that was awesome.
Oh, you got to tell people about the Blazer and Pocket Square game. You stood out last night. It was so strong.
Yeah, I mean that's just your business casual look. You try to get something that you can put together. It's always a good touch to have a pocket square. You don't even have to wear a tie. The pocket square definitely accents everything. It makes you look even sharper.
Max Scherzer's with us on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. You mentioned that the ball was flying out of the park at Nationals Park this weekend with the 23 runs and the 23 hits and everyone hitting homers, I think 7 in the game for the club. How would you say it normally plays? I feel like early in the season, a lot of balls die in the outfield. Is it neutral? Is it pitcher-friendly early in the year and then hitter-friendly late? What would you say?
I'd say it's by temperature. When it's cold, it plays pretty fair, pretty true. And man, once it heats up here, the ball flies. Even the outs, guys who weren't even hitting the ball well were even carrying all the way to the warning track. So that's like the telltale sign of how the ball's carrying is how the ball, when you don't hit it well, how far does it travel? And when the routine outs are going to the warning track, something's up.
Max, we talked about this early on in the season, and you said something to the effect of you're amazed that you were able to build up enough arm strength to be able to, get through the order a few different times kind of early on in the season, given how your limitations and how much you could throw. How are you now, A, and B, how is it, when do you start to feel like Max? Do you know what I'm saying? When do you feel like yourself and comfortable and in a rhythm of the season where if, hey, I got to go 120 pitches because I'm dealing, you can? When does that kind of moment click for you?
Well, there's two things really to answer there. One, you just go through your normal pitch progression. Once you throw 60 pitches, then you're cleared for 75, and 75 to 90, 91, to 100, 100 to 110. So once you get on that program, what your arm can take. But I honestly don't feel right unless I'm throwing strikes. So that means I'm throwing a ton of first pitch strikes and constantly working ahead of the count and not walking guys. So once I do that, then I know I'm good to go and pitching the way I want to.
You mentioned Steph Curry's shoes, and you said the wife's a big fan of the Warriors. Is Steph Curry your favorite athlete right now, or are there other guys? If you got a chance to go watch one guy play and you had tickets courtside or on the field or what have you in any sport, who would it be?
Ooh, that's a good question. You're obviously going to have to say him. Just because the Warriors are too much fun to watch. They're the best team in the NBA. And I'm actually on the team. I love Draymond Green the most. I love the way he plays, and he's the reason that team clicks and goes because what he does defensively for them makes him a great team.
This is the kind of stuff, just piggybacking off that, Max, that I always wonder. Someone like Mr. Cy Young, if you please, Max Scherzer in both leagues, right? Like at the highest level of one of the most difficult sports that we have, that the human beings have constructed. Is there anything that amazes you? Do you know what I mean? Like, you look at another sport, is there anything that you kind of go, wow? Or is it all just sort of, pro athlete who happens to excel at that, but I do my own thing? does anything kind of wow you?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I think
football, all the sports. I think that's just, you appreciate greatness in all its forms. And, what a time to be a sports fan right now because of all the great this year, they averaged another triple double. I mean, that's just absolutely phenomenal when you consider about trying to be a professional athlete and do something consistently. That in this day and age, you can get wild every single day.
I want to get your take on this thing that happened with Eric Thames and the Cubs, and not necessarily whether or not when players are hitting what you think, but what you think in baseball, this is good or bad. So Eric Thames is having a hell of a year with the Brewers. He came back from playing internationally. He's already got 11 home runs. He's crushing the ball. And some of the Cubs, whether it was coaches or players this week, were basically saying things like, how's he doing this? He can't hit the ball that far. And with that wind, it shouldn't happen. They're basically questioning the legitimacy of it. I just wonder, as one of the leaders in the sport and a guy who's been around forever, what your take is on, in an era like this where everyone's being tested, surmising doubt when someone's doing so well. As a fan, that turned me off. I was bothered by that. But I wonder, as a player, what your reaction was.
Well, it just has, I mean, I don't know exactly what was said, what was, you know, everything, but usually if you're going to make something, a public statement, you got to have some facts behind you. Players, you know, you can get into some precarious situations if you just want to go on rumors. So, like I said, I don't know. I'm sure there people said something that probably got taken out of context. But I just know when you're ever talking about another player, another person in the league, you always want to be talking about facts.
Hey, real quick, Max, that 13-game stretch you guys went on where you ripped off a whole bunch of wins out of those 13 games, basically started Tuesday, April 18th, long road trip in there, kind of concluded Sunday against the Mets. It's something that I think people that just sort of turn on the TV and you guys are there, you know, kind of take for granted. But how much of a grind was that basically playing every day for 13 straight days, including that road trip? How tough was that early in the season?
You just get used to it. Honestly, you've done this enough that you figure out, how to it's not even playing every day, but deal with the travel. Honestly, the hardest games, to actually play weren't on the road trip. It was the 2 day games when we came back, because we were on, mountain time. So we had gotten used to, being on mountain time. Now we're playing day games, which feels like 11 o'clock in the morning, when we're used to staying up, till 2 a.m. at night. So we were all kind of jacked up for, those last two games. But that's just what you have to do at the big league level. I mean, every team goes through it. Every team has travel. You just have to learn to love it.
Roark today, to be determined, I believe, soon thereafter. Max Scherzer to wrap up a series at Nats Park. So go check him out. He's pitching at home this week. Always appreciate you jumping on the show. Great talking to you again, and we will talk to you next homestand, Max.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks,
you
Max.
Bet. Keep it up. Max Scherzer of the first place, best record in the NL Nationals, here on Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. The Redskins have a new draft class. Free agency's in the rearview mirror. For the most part, effectively, the offseason's now over. Are they better on paper than they were a year ago at this time, or worse after losing three of their key free agents? You're listening to The Fan.